News analyst Daniel Shore says the latest events in the Mideast are forcing all sides in the peace process to reassess their approach.
Having been obliged to reverse itself on its go-it-alone course in Iraq, the Bush administration is now faced with having to make another course correction to deal with the unstoppable Yasser Arafat. The administration had taken Mahmoud Abbas to its bosom as the Palestinian moderate who could sideline Arafat and advance the U.S.-backed peace plan. Chairman Arafat, having appointed Abbas, proceeded then to undercut him, demonstrating he could not control Hamas violence. And so now Arafat's latest choice, Ahmed Correa, an Arafat intimate since their days in exile in Tunisia. The new prime minister lets it be known immediately that he rules by grace of the chairman, and his first move is to demand that Israel lift the siege of Arafat in his Ramallah headquarters, saying, "I cannot go without his support." Israel's reaction to Correa is predictable. It dismissed him as a creature of Arafat, unable to take steps towards peace, and the cycle of mutual violence goes on. For the United States, repeating its oft-stated repudiation of Arafat as an enemy of peace becomes a more complicated matter. Secretary of State Colin Powell, anticipating Abbas's resignation, talked of Arafat with unusual restraint in a speech at George Washington University last Friday. He said the chairman has not been playing a helpful role. His actions do not move the parties further down the road to peace. Today, an equally subdued President Bush called for a crackdown on terrorism and said time will tell whether he could work with Correa as well as he did with his predecessor. Not repeated today were the frequent denunciations by President Bush of Arafat as condoning and supporting terror. This is what's known in the diplomacy game as keeping your options open. This is Daniel Shore.